जय गोपी जनवल्लभा गिरिवरधारी जय गोपी जनवल्लभा गिरिवरधारी यशोदानन्दन व्रज जनरञ्जन यशोदानन्दन व्रज जनरञ्जन यमुना तीरावनचारी यमुना तीरावनचारी जयो राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जयो राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जयो गोपी जनवल्लभा गिरिवरधारी जय गोपी जनवल्लभा गिरिवरधारी यशोदानन्दन व्रज जनरञ्जन यशोदानन्दन व्रज जनरञ्जन यशोदानन्दन व्रज जनरञ्जन यशोदानन्दन व्रज जनरञ्जन यमुना तीरावनचारी यमुना तीरावनचारी जयो राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी कुंज बिहार।
जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्रजाचार्य ज अष्टोत्तर श्री श्रीमद इस डिवाइन ग्रेस ए सी भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्री प्रभुपाद की जय। इस्कॉन संस्थापक आचार्य बीबीटी संस्थापक आचार्य श्रील प्रभुपाद की अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की ग्रंथराज श्रीमद भागवतम की निताय गौर प्रेमानंदे हरि। ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल डिवोटीज, ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल डिवोटीज, ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल डिवोटीज। हरे कृष्ण। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। हरे कृष्णा। I would like to thank the temple management for giving me an opportunity to give a Bhagavatam class today. Actually, I'm not qualified and I'm not well versed with my Sanskrit pronunciation or quoting shlokas, but whatever I've heard from my guru, my counselors, my Shiksha guru and all the senior Vaishnavas, I will try to present. If there is any mistake, kindly forgive me and correct me. Whatever good you find in the class, the blessing is all of my seniors. So please bless me. Hare Krishna. So we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 12, Chapter 3, Text 44, chapter entitled The Bhumi Gita. Yannama deham miramana aturaha patam sakalva vivacho grihan puman vimukta karma gala uttama gatim prapnoti yakshanti natam kalajana yannama deham miramana aturaha patan slakanva vivaso grihan puman vimukta karma gala uttamam gatim prapnoti yakshanti nastam kalyujana yannama deham nirmana aturaha patam skalan va vivasho grihan puman vimukta karmar gala uttamam gatim prapnoti yakshanti natam kalojana. Patam skalam va vivasho grihan puman vimukta karma gala uttamam gatim praproti yakshanti natam kalau janah yannama deham miramana aturaha patam skalan va vivasho grihan puman vimukta karmar gala uttamam gatim prapnoti yakshanti natam kalau janah. Word to word meaning. Yat, whose, namadeham, name, miramana, a person who is dying, aturaha, distressed, patan, collapsing, skalan, voice faltering, va, or, vivasaha, helplessly, grinan, chanting, puman, a person, vimukta, freed, karma, a fruitive work, agralaha, from the chains, uttamam, the topmost, gatim, destination, prapnoti, achieves, yakshasnitana, they do not worship, tam, him, the personality of Godhead, kalau, in the age of Kali, jana, people, translation and purport by the disciples of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, translation, terrified about to die, a man collapses on his bed. Although his voice is faltering and he is hardly conscious of what he is saying, if he utters the holy name of the Supreme Lord, he can be freed from the reaction of his fruitive work and achieve the supreme destination. But still people in the age of Kali will not worship the Supreme Lord. Purport. You can lead a horse to water, but you cannot make him drink. Very small. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurum Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Shri Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Shri Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Preshthaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaura Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So we have been discussing past couple of days about the symptoms of Kali Yuga. The 12th canto basically deals with all the symptoms which we are seeing right now. All this has been told 5,000 years back and we can see it really happening now. Going a couple of verses behind, text 42 says that in Kali Yuga men will develop hatred for each other even over a few coins. Giving up all friendly relations, they will be ready to lose their lives and kill even their own relatives. This is very true nowadays. We can see people are so mad after wealth. And to quote an example, we can see that when Sanatan Goswami, 550 years ago, when he was escaping from the prison to meet Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the night when he was staying in that inn, the owner of the inn was a sort of astrologer, and he came to know that Sanatan Goswami is carrying some coins. So he was wanting to kill him for the coins. So we can see that 550 years ago also this was there. So what will be in the present age? Then the next verse says, men will no longer protect their elder parents, their children or their respectable wives. Thoroughly degraded, they will care only to satisfy their own bellies and genitals. This is also very much true nowadays. Actually, the culture in India is going down so much that the young generation is not at all caring about their parents. In fact, there is a beautiful example of a person who took care of his parents so nicely, Bhakta Pundalik, if many of you know, that he served his parents so nicely that Lord Krishna personally came to give him darshan. And what to say, that he was so much serving his parents that he did not even get up to greet the Lord, and he gave him a brick to stand. And the Lord was so pleased that he stood on that brick and got the name Vitthal, and he's still giving darshan. So this deity Vitthal is a resemblance of the love of a devotee for his parents, and how Krishna reciprocates with the person who loves their parents. But nowadays people are just using their parents as per their requirement. The modern age children, when they grow up, they go for higher studies, they go to US abroad, and they forget their parents here, whether how they are living, how they are staying. And in foreign countries there are lack of servants. So when they have children, they need somebody to do babysitting. So then they call their parents there, not out of love, but out of, you know, just to take care of the children so that they can save some money. So this is the degraded situation of this Kali Yuga. And in today's verse, it is said that a person terrified about to die, a man collapses on his bed. Although his voice is faltering and he hardly conscious of what he is saying, if he utters the holy name of the Supreme Lord, he can be freed from the reaction of his fruitive work and achieve the supreme destination. But still people in the age of Kali will not worship the Supreme Lord. So this is very true, because we have seen that people are not ready to take even the simplest way of devotional service, and that is chanting of the holy names. In every yuga there are different means to achieve the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And in Kali Yuga it is the simplest. One has to just chant the holy name of the Lord. But people will not take. They will give different examples why they will not take to the holy name. The reason is we are very much egoistic. When we were in the spiritual world with the Lord, we wanted to get the same fame, the same glory and the same worship which Krishna was getting. And because of that, Krishna sent us to this material world. And when we come here, we are given that opportunity to be the Lord in our own way. And everybody thinks that he is the Lord. And because of that, if anybody wants to preach him or give him any guidance, he will not like it. They always feel that what they do is correct. And that mentality, because of that mentality, the simplest form of achieving the Supreme Lord, that is chanting of the holy names, is also not easily taken by them. Self-ego, self-centered and very much proud. They do not want to even hear to anybody who gives them any good advice. Srila Bilva Mangal Thakur, in his Govinda Damodar Stotra, he is giving a beautiful verse. The last verse of that stotra says, Vaktum samarpopina vaktam kasci aho jananam vyasanam vimukhyam jivve pivasvamritameta deva govinda damodar madhaveti. He says that though everyone is capable of chanting, no one does. People are so engrossed with the addiction. O my tongue, drink the sweet nectar of the Lord's name, Govinda, Damodar and Madhava. Such a simple process, we just have to chant the holy names, but it is not easy. There are many reasons why people don't take. I have tried to jot down some few reasons which I would like to share with you. First of all, it is not easy to take the holy name of the Lord because of our past conditioning. Our previous life conditioning is so strong that it is not easy that we can chant the holy name of the Lord with faith and with emotions. The Lord's name is not different than Himself, and the Lord has put all His potency in the name. It is said that if a person chants the holy name offenselessly with faith and with lot of feelings, he can get delivered just by chanting one name. But that is not possible. We have an example of Maharshi Valmiki. Before he was a Maharshi, he was a dacoit. He used to torture people, he used to kill people, and he used to torment everybody. So much so that when he was blessed by Narad Muni, that you have to give this up, otherwise you will have to suffer the karmic reactions. So he said, what should I do? He said, you just chant a simple name, Ram. Just two names, two words, Ram. But that was also difficult for him. You can imagine that age, it was so difficult for him to chant the Lord's name, Ram. So what to speak of people in this age? And because of that, he was not able to chant the name of Lord Ram. Narad Muni, being compassionate, he told him that you are used to killing, so you know the word Mara. So you chant the Lord's name reverse. So he chanted Mara, 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 and the Lord is so merciful that even though chanting in the wrong name, wrong way, he gave the blessing that he is chanting my name, and he became Valmiki Maharshi. And you know that how he has beautifully given the Ramayana, so beautiful and so enchanting. So this is one of the reasons that because of the past conditioning, it is not easy for us to chant. The second reason being no time. Now this is the common example people give, or the common excuse people give, that we don't have time. They will wear beautiful watches on their hand, different watches, costly watches, but still they don't have time. It is said that by changing the watches, you can't change your fate, you can't change your time. But still people are so attached to wearing beautiful watches. There is nothing wrong in that. But if you stop a watch, you cannot stop the time. The time will go on. And when the time will go out of your hand, and when you realize that it is too late for me to chant, it will be very, very difficult to come back. So people are more concerned about their lifestyle than their life. If you ask somebody what you have done in life, he will say, I have 2 bungalows, 4 cars, this bank balance, everything he has, a beautiful lifestyle. But what about his life? What has he done? What has he done about his future life? That they are not aware, and that they don't want also. Because they are very much afraid. They just want to enjoy the life. They are not worried about the future. But a Vaishnava is very compassionate, and he always sees that the suffering of the people, and they try to give the holy name. His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj has, when he was addressing the House of Commons in UK, he had quoted a beautiful point which was applauded by them. This is related to this. He said that, if you want to know how rich you are, count the number of things you have which money can't buy. And this statement really clicked many of them, that how many things which we have in our house or in ourselves which money can't buy. Money can buy all the material things, all the material possessions, whatever is there for the comfort of the body. But money cannot buy the things which the soul requires. Love, compassion, values, morality, all that money can't buy. But people are so much engrossed that they don't want to listen. They don't want to take up to this. Other reason is they don't appreciate this simple process. They feel chanting of the holy name is such a simple process. Why we should take this there? It will not be effective. It will not work. I remember His Grace Gaurang Prabhu, when he was coming to our RBI colony, when we just started our Krishna consciousness, he had shared this small incident with us. That during book distribution, he had gone and taken Srimad Bhagavatam and Krishna book to one big personality, and he was showing them the books. So he said, yeah, all this is good, storybook, Krishna storybook is good, but I want to read Vedas. So Prabhuji said that this is the essence of Vedas. You have to just read this and everything is here. He said, no, Vedas I want to read. I want to start from something higher. So here is the book, the Lord in form of the book coming to the person, but the person does not want to take it. He gives some excuse why he does not want to read. Another reason people give is that they will have to give up the worldly pleasures if they become a devotee. This is a common excuse or the common reason we find कि व्हाट इज द हरी नो स्टिल एज इज देयर व्हेन अ सन बिकम्स अ डिवोटी द पेरेंट्स आर वेरी डिस्टर्ब साधु बन जाएगा नो इट्स नॉट अ टाइम बट श्रील भक्ति विनोद ठाकुर इन इज भजन सेज दैट इट इज नॉट नेसेसरी दैट यू हैव टू गिव अप योर फैमिली लाइफ और योर ऑक्यूपेशन यू जस्ट हैव टू नो स्थाने स्थित गृह ठाको वने ठाको सदा हरि बोले ठाको जस्ट स्टे वेर यू आर बट डोंट गिव अप द चैंटिंग ऑफ द होली नेम्स देर इज अ ब्यूटिफुल अभंग बाय संत तुकाराम महाराज विच आई वुड लाइक टू शेयर विथ यू इट इज रिलेटेड टू चैंटिंग ऑफ द होली नेम्स एंड हाउ इम्पॉर्टेंट इज द चैंटिंग ऑफ द होली नेम्स ही सेज नाम संकीर्तन साधन पैसोपी जड़तिल पापे जन्मांतरिची न लगे सायास जावे वनांतरा सुखे ये तो घरा नारायण सच अ ब्यूटिफुल अभंग एंड सो स्वीटली एक्सप्रेस्ड दैट नाम संकीर्तन इज द ओनली प्रोसेस एंड यू डोंट हैव टू पे एनीथिंग फॉर इट यू डोंट हैव टू पे अ सिंगल पेनी जस्ट नाम संकीर्तन साधन पैसोपी यू डोंट हैव टू नो स्पेंड इवन अ पेनी जड़तिल पापे जन्मांतरिची ऑल द सिंस ऑफ योर एक्यूमुलेटेड सिंस ऑफ योर प्रीवियस लाइफ टाइम्स विल जस्ट गेट बर्न्ड बाय जस्ट चैंटिंग द होली नेम्स न लगे साया सजावे वनांतरा यू डोंट हैव टू गो टू द फॉरेस्ट यू डोंट हैव टू गिव अप योर ऑक्यूपेशन द लॉर्ड नारायण लविंगली एंड हैप्पीली कम्स टू योर होम नाउ वॉट मोर वी कैन एक्सपेक्ट that just by chanting the holy name of the Lord, the Supreme Personality of Godhead is coming to our home. And we want to get the lotus feet of Supreme Personality of Godhead, then why we should not take this? But people in this age will never take this. Then in the same context of Tukaram Maharaj, there is a story, there is a pastime which he had with Shivaji Maharaj. Now Shivaji Maharaj, as you know, was a king of the Maratha dynasty that time and he was very powerful. So there were many envious people who were very envious of Tukaram Maharaj's fame and they tried many ways to somehow or the other defame him. And when they could not do anything, they approached Shivaji Maharaj and told him some false news about him that he is manipulating the Vedas and such. So Shivaji Maharaj comes to test him. And when he meets Tukaram Maharaj and when he hears Tukaram Maharaj say the Abhangas, he is really moved and he decides to surrender his life. So he requests Tukaram Maharaj to accept him as his disciple. So Shivaji Maharaj was ready to give up the kingdom. He told his commanders that you go and rule the kingdom. Now I will take to spiritual life. So Tukaram Maharaj knew the Varnashram Dharma that time and he very well explained him. He said that I would like to speak to you later in the day. So when they are discussing later in the day, Shivaji Maharaj again raises this question that I want to surrender my life, I want to give up my occupation, I want to give up my kingdom. So Tukaram Maharaj says that Varnashram, whatever duty you have got in Varnashram, you should not give up. In fact, if you do the duties in Varnashram nicely, you will get fame in this world and you will get liberation in the spiritual world. And he quotes this beautiful abhang again. Navageta utha uthi hoil samsarati tuti hoil samsarati tuti aisa labh bandha gathi vithal pai पड़े मीठी विठल पाई पड़े मीठी नामा परते साधन नाही जेतु आनिक करशी काई जेतु आनिक करशी काई हाकारोनी सांगे तुका हाकारोनी सांगे तुका नाम घेता राहो नका नाम घेता राहो नका सो दिस इज अ ब्यूटिफुल अभंग अगेन ही एक्सप्लेन्स द ग्लोरीज ऑफ द होली नेम वॉट भक्ति विनोद ठाकुर हैज जस्ट सैंग इन द भजन तुकाराम महाराज इज ऑल्सो सेइंग द सेम थिंग दैट Just chant the holy names of the Lord in whatever occupation you are doing. And by doing this, you will cut the bonds of this samsara or the material world. You will get what labh you will get, what benefit you will get. You will get the lotus feet of Vitthal. You will get such a treasure, the lotus feet of Lord Vitthal. Then he says that there is no other way. Nama parte sadhan nai jetu anika karshikai. You do whatever in this age of Kali, only the holy names of the Lord can deliver you. And Tukaram Maharaj says that I proclaim boldly that don't stop chanting the holy names. So this so much is spoken about the holy name, so much our acharyas have given. But people will not take to this because they don't want to hear anything about Lord. Srila Prabhupada has also said that Krishna consciousness is such a simple movement. You just have to chant the holy names. And we have heard Srila Prabhupada quote many times that we tell them to chant, but they will say can't. So this is the sad situation of the Kali Yuga. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he personally came to deliver all the fallen souls, and he has given this Sankirtan movement, knowing that the people in the age of Kali will be so degraded that they will not even be able to chant the holy name of the Lord nicely. So he has given this, that there are no hard and fast rules to chant the name. There are no rituals, nothing. Anybody can chant, no qualification required. Just take the holy name. And just by taking the holy name, what you will get? The lotus feet of Lord Krishna. But still people don't want to take. Chanting the holy names of the Lord at the time of death will deliver one from this material world and he can go back to Godhead. But that is not easy for everybody. It requires a lot of practice. At the time of death, it is so difficult when the soul leaves the body that what to say about chanting of the holy name, we don't even remember the lotus feet of the Lord, or we don't remember Krishna's face. Ajamil was very much fortunate that he was able to chant the name of Narayan. That too he did not chant for calling the Lord. He was remembering his son. Attachment to his son. That is why we have in our Vaishnava Sampradaya that we give names to our children a Lord's name. So that if somebody is attached to that children, the family, just by chanting the name of that person or that of their son or daughter, they can get delivered. So what is the what is the power of one chanting of one holy name? There is a beautiful story or an analogy, I can say, a story of Paparaj. If I am not wrong, His Grace Ikshastak Prabhu and His Grace Gaur Gopal Prabhu had performed this puppet show in Janmashtami many years ago, the story of Paparaj. So he is a brother of Amrish Maharaj, and he was a very envious person. He did not like to chant the Lord's name at all. So much so that he used to hate Vaishnavas, he used to hate sadhus. And he used to avoid association of devotees. But the sadhus are very compassionate. So they thought that we should give him something which will deliver him. So one day few sadhus come to his house and he is really frustrated to see them. He just waiting that when they will go. But the sadhu, when he comes, he will definitely bless. So one of the sadhu, he holds his hand and he says, please chant the name of Hari. He says, I will not chant this. He said, what you will not chant? He said, the name which you are telling me, I will not chant that. So he said, what is that name? I said, I will not chant that name, I'm telling you, I will not chant. So he said, okay, I don't have anything to do in this life. I will just hold your hand and sit here. You can sit with me. So after some time, Paparaj was getting disturbed. He said, no, this is too much. To get rid of him, let me chant just for the sake of chanting. And he says, okay, just leave my hand, Hari. He chants. And the sadhu says, blessed. You are blessed. Now you have chanted the name of Lord Hari and the Lord will deliver you. So after many years, when he dies, he goes to Yamaraj, Yamaroka. And Chitragupta is sitting with his chart. And Yamaraj says that, please see what he has done. So he says, The whole life he has wasted. There is nothing he has done in his life. But once he has chanted the name of Hari, and that too very, very, not with faith, not with... So Yamaraj says, but the name of Lord Hari is very powerful. We should not do anything which will have any reaction to us. So please see what is the benefit of chanting the name of Lord Hari once. So Chitragupta started seeing the books. He said, Swami, there is nothing which I can see. What is the benefit of chanting one name? So Yamaraj is now a little worried that what to do. So he said, let us go to Lord Brahma. So Yamaraj, Paparaj, Chitragupta and Narad Muni, they go to Brahmaji. Brahmaji is sitting, they pay obeisances. And Brahmaji says, whom have you got here? He said that this is a peculiar personality. He has committed lot of offenses in his past life, in his life. But he has chanted the holy name only once, and that too very reluctantly, not with faith. So I don't know what is the benefit, what benefit should he get for chanting the holy name once. So Brahmaji also started looking around. He said, this is the first time such case has come to me. So he said, even I am not aware. So what we will do? Let us go to Lord Shiva. So Paparaj, Yamaraj, Chitragupta, Brahmaji, Narad Muni, they all go to Shiva Loka. And they pay obeisance to Shiva, Lord Shiva. Shiva greets them. And again he asks the same question, which personality have you got with? And they narrate the whole story. So Shiva also says that I know chanting of the holy name is very nice, but chanting one name, only one name in one lifetime, I don't know what is the benefit. So let us do one thing, jiska naam hai usi ke paas chalte hai. Hari's name will go to Lord Hari himself. So all of these personalities, Shivaji, Lord Shiva, Narad Muni, Brahmaji, all the Mahajans, they go taking Paparaj to the doors of Vaikuntha and they pray to Lord Vishnu. And Lord Hari appears in front of them. And they all bow down to him, and Lord Hari is pleased to see all of them, and he sees this personality also with him. So they tell Lord Hari that, this personality has, Lord Vishnu asks, why have you come here? He said, there is a peculiar, thing which has happened, and we don't know the solution of it, so we have come. So he says, what is that? He said, this personality has chanted your name only once in his whole lifetime, and the whole life is sinful, but we don't know what is the benefit of one name. So Lord Hari says that the benefit of one chanting one name, even without faith, is that all the Mahajans, Yamaraj, Brahmaji, Narad Muni, Shivji, all of them will take that personality and come to me to give me his darshan, to give my darshan to him. So that is the benefit of chanting one name. So we can just by this story we get so much faith that how much power is there in the name of the Lord. And if we chant with faith, what will be our destination? So in the age of Kali, still people will not take this. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given us this beautiful names. And he said that he is the gardener. He has come to distribute the holy names of the Lord, but he needs devotees to distribute it. And by the blessings of Srila Prabhupada, we have got this beautiful ISKCON movement. And lot of activities are getting done in this movement, and we are very grateful to Srila Prabhupada that he has given such a concise form of practicing devotional service. Just imagine being outside ISKCON in this material world. If you want to know about God, it is such a difficult task. So many bogus gurus are there, so many bogus shastras are there. But by Srila Prabhupada's mercy, we have got such an opportunity that we can make our life fruitful and go back to Godhead. We need to... Now what is the hope? What is the hope in this Kali Yuga? Now we have discussed so much about the bad things about Kali Yuga. But what is the positive side we see? The positive side is ISKCON and the legacy which ISKCON is creating. Srila Prabhupada's disciples, we just had the Holy Name Week last week, and so much distribution of the holy names, so much katha is going on. Even during lockdown, we cannot escape that there is no katha or there is no pravachan. Everything is happening on Zoom, online. In fact, so many lectures are going simultaneously at the same time that we have to make a choice now which one we have to attend. So there is no shortage of holy name distribution, but the shortage is of the people who distribute and the legacy which is required. The young generation which is there, they require a lot of training. The young parents which are there, they require a lot of training. They have to be taught that their children have to take on the task of distributing the holy names and to have such morals and such values that they can make a difference in this society. His Holiness Radhana Swami Maharaj on the same lines has given us this beautiful Gopal Garden School, the Sunday Fun School, the children program in our temple, and I think many ISKCON temples are also conducting this. So why is all this giving, why is all this done? So that the young generation, the young children can take to the holy names when they are young. It is said that when a person is young, whatever samskaras he will get or whatever samskara he develops during that time, those will remain with him throughout his life. We have this example of Prahlad Maharaj. He got instructions from Narad Muni when he was in the womb of his mother, and he went on to become the Mahajan. Although in a demonic family, but the holy names, the Lord's Leelas are so powerful that if given when the children are young, they will definitely grow up to become nice, responsible citizens. They will have nice values, nice morale. To quote one nice story again, His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj was once giving a talk in Ernest and Young. Now this talk of his was ending with a legacy. Maharaj says that what legacy are we creating for our children? This is one of my favorite stories, and I have heard this many times, and I also know that you would have also heard this, the story of Easy Eddie. Maharaj has a peculiar way or a unique way of saying stories, so you will really enjoy when you hear this from Maharaj's lotus mouth. But for our benefit, I will just try to narrate that story. So Maharaj said that this is during the time of 1920s, 1930s in Chicago. There was a man of the name Easy Eddie. Now he was a very powerful attorney or a lawyer. He was so powerful in his well-versed with the laws and all the in and outs of the laws that the mafia that time was led by Al Capone. He hired him for fighting his cases. So the mafia used to do all the wrong things, and Easy Eddie with his intelligence and his task of with his master, he used to get them out. And there was no way the FBI or the police could charge any of them. And he was so valuable, Easy Eddie was so valuable for the mafia that they gave him lot of wealth, immense wealth, and one township and private jet and beautiful cars, and he had a very, very lavish lifestyle. And Easy Eddie had one son, and because he's a rich man's son, he had everything in the world to do, fly in the jet, go anywhere in the vacation. So, but one day Easy Eddie was thinking that I have given my son everything that money can buy, all the facilities, all the comforts, but I have not given him a name he should be proud of, a name of a father he should be proud of. So he thought for himself for some time, and then he said that the only way I can give my son a name of a father he can be proud of is that I will have to surrender and I will have to give the details of the mafia to the FBI. So he met the FBI and he disclosed all the links about the mafia and everybody, and all the top mafias, they were put in jail. And he knew for sure that by doing this, he will be killed and he will have to pay a heavy price. But just so that he can give a good name, a good father who he can be proud of, his son can be proud of, he took this. And one day when he was going in his car, some guns, dacoits, thieves, they came and they shot him and they killed him, and he died on that. He paid a very heavy price for this But he was ready to do that. Then Maharaj goes on to another story. He said, this is during the World War II, and there was one man in the US Army, and he was posted on the the man was in US Air Force, and he was posted in this battleship USS Lexington, and he, along with the five other crew members, they flew from that ship, and in order to fight the Japanese who were coming to who were having a war with them. So halfway down, this man, he realized that his aircraft does not have sufficient fuel. So he contacted his squadron leader and told him that I don't have sufficient fuel and I will have to go back. So he said, okay, you go back, we'll go ahead. So he turned around and he was coming back. While he was coming back, he saw 9 Japanese fighter bombers coming to sink this USS Lexington. Now there were thousands of soldiers and army personnel on this ship. And he was the only one who knew that these people are coming to bomb. So he thought that this is the time that I have to save them. So he charged at them single-handedly and he started shooting bullets and he started fighting so vigorously that he knocked 2 of the aircraft down. And then his aircraft went out of bullets. So then he thought that now I don't have bullets, but I don't want them to harm my ship or my colleagues. So he just rushed with his aircraft on their arrangement. And he started knocking off their aircraft with his wings. So in doing so, he knocked 5 of them. So 5 out of the 9 were shot down by him. And seeing this, the Japanese people, they thought that this person is crazy, he can do anything. So let us just run away from here. And they, went away from there. And all those people from this ship, USS Lexington, they were seeing what is happening above. And then this man comes down with a jet and a lot of beating he had got. And somehow he comes out. And he was awarded with the highest medal in the US Air Force during that time. And his name was Butch O'Hare. And the Chicago airport is named after him, Butch O'Hare Airport. Now what is interesting about this story is Butch O'Hare is the son of Easy Eddie, the person who had given his life to give a good name to his father, to his son. The same Butch O'Hare was the son of Easy Eddie. So he saw his father giving his life for something good, and he took that in his heart and he did the same. He was ready to give his life for the service of others. So after this class, Maharaj says that what are we giving our children today? What values are we giving our children? He says that he has been traveling around this, he has been wandering around this planet for so many years, and he has seen that people, they earn lot of money, create lot of wealth and give it to their children. And what do the children do? They just fight amongst themselves. They throw their parents out. Maharaj said, is this what we are wanting to give our children? Is this what we are earning so much wealth for? We should have, so that is why he said that we should have a good legacy. We should have a good name to give to our children, some examples they can follow. And that is what ISKCON is doing. At a young age, they are grooming nice children, nice devotees, so that when they grow up, they become responsible citizens and they can take this beautiful preaching movement further. So, Kali Yuga, as you know, is not a place for a gentleman. But since we are here, we should try and take the maximum advantage that we are getting. So ISKCON is like a torchlight. Srila Prabhupada's movement is like a torchlight in this dark age. And it is our responsibility to first of all mold ourselves and make ourselves into nice devotees, and at the same time groom the young generation and the young devotees so that they can take this legacy forward. So I would like to stop here now, and thank you all very much for your patience hearing. Whatever I have said which is beyond my realizations, please forgive me if any mistakes. And I would like to specially thank Rudranath Prabhu for giving me this opportunity. He has been encouraging me every time he meets. So thank you, Prabhuji. I hope I have done justice to the valuable time you all have given me. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Gantaraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Anand Koti Vaishnava.